Hello everybody, my name is Alexander Larson, and I am a Christian. Before my conversion, I was once faced with the question, if you were to die today, are you absolutely sure that you'd go to heaven? And for many people, the answer is not positive, it's not absolute. Most people don't know whether or not they have eternal life or whether they've been saved, but there's no need to worry. The Bible tells us that we can know for sure. It says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, these things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. So in this video, I want to teach you about what the Bible says about how you can be saved. First of all, you need to understand that you are a sinner. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, there is none righteous, no, not one. It says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible defines sin as a transgression of the law. When you disobey God's commandments, you are a sinner. And the Bible says that we're all sinners, that we all have come short of the standard that God has set for us. Next, you need to understand that there is a punishment for your sin. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. Now, that's not just talking about a physical death, but it's talking about what the Bible calls a second death. It says in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That's talking about hell. Now, you may not have committed murder, you may not have committed adultery or idolatry, but it says all liars, and the fact of the matter is everybody has told a lie. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You may not have committed some of these sins, but you are still a sinner, and as a result of your sin, you and every person who has ever lived deserves the punishment of hell. However, going back to Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So even though we all deserve the punishment of death, we can escape from that punishment through Jesus Christ. Now in Matthew 1:21, when the angel Gabriel was speaking to Mary at Jesus' conception, he said, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So the purpose of Jesus coming into this world was to save us from our sins, and by extent save us from death, which sin brings. Now in 1 Timothy 3:16, the Bible says that Jesus was God manifest in the flesh. The Bible also calls Jesus the Son of God and the Christ. Now it says that he also lived a perfectly sinless life. It says in Hebrews 4:15, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Now at the end of his ministry, Jesus Christ was put to death by crucifixion, and at his death, all of our sins were imputed unto him. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, who his own self bare sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. So when Jesus was on the cross, all the transgressions of mankind were laid upon him. It was as if he did them, and he, in doing so, he paid for our sins. As the Bible says in Romans 5:8, God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us, meaning Christ died in place of us. Now, our sins are forgiven through the finished work of Christ on the cross. And after his death, he was buried and arose again 3 days later and ascended to sit on the right hand of the Father in heaven. But obviously, not everybody's going to heaven, even though our sins are forgiven. So what must we do to be saved? Well, that same question was asked in the Bible in Acts chapter 16. It says in verse 30, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. So according to this verse, the only thing you need to do in order to be saved from your sins is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That means putting your trust in him alone to save you. Jesus said in one of the most famous verses in the Bible, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the word whosoever means whoever or anyone. That means any person who puts their trust in Christ will have everlasting life, according to the Bible. Now, we often hear that we have to do good works, or we have to get baptized, or we have to obey the commandments in order to be saved, but that's not what the scripture is teaching. Rather, it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9, for by grace are you saved, through faith, and the not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, grace is something, by definition, that is not works. It means unmerited favor. You didn't earn it. You didn't deserve it. God gives it to you by his mercy, by his kindness. We cannot come to God by our own righteousness or by our own works. The Bible calls our righteousnesses as filthy rags before God. It says in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing, regeneration, and renewal of the Holy Ghost." So it's not by our own works at all. In order to be saved, in order to have eternal life, you just need to accept the gift that God is giving to us by your faith. Putting your trust on Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and not trusting in your works is what causes us to be born again, as the Bible says. And the Bible also promises, it says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath risen from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It does not say thou might be saved, it just depends on whether or not you have good works, or whether or not you get baptized, whether or not you go to church. No, it promises us, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. And finally, we need to believe that God gives to us eternal life, meaning that it doesn't end, that we can't lose it. The words eternal and everlasting mean that they don't end, that it lasts forever. If you could do some kind of sin or any kind of action at all that would cause you to lose your salvation, then it was never really eternal to begin with because you lost it. But Jesus promises that whoever believes in him will not have to fear death. It says in John chapter 11, verse 25 to 26, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" So according to this passage, if you believe in Jesus, you will not die. If you put your trust in Christ alone as your Savior, you will go to heaven and not hell, and that is a surety. The Apostle Paul put it this way, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." So he's saying, there's nothing that's present, there's nothing that's going to come that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God. There's absolutely nothing that can cause you to lose your salvation. You have been bought, you have been sealed by the blood of Christ. Now it says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 10 to 11, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." What you need to believe is that God has given you eternal life through Jesus Christ. Now, if you understand that you are a sinner in need of a Savior, if you understand that you deserve the punishment of hell, if you understand and believe that Jesus Christ, the perfect and sinless Son of God, came to this earth and died to atone for our sins, and that 3 days later he rose from the dead, if you understand and believe that putting your trust in Christ alone saves you, and if you believe that that will give you eternal life, respond. Place your trust in Christ. Turn away from your false hopes of salvation, whether that's in a false God or a false work or whatever it is. Just put your trust in Christ alone and accept him as your Lord and Savior. Finally, if you have believed, tell God that's what you believe and ask him to save you. The Bible says in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So just bow your head and say a simple prayer to God. Admit that you're a sinner and that you're putting your trust in Christ to save you alone. Ask him to save you. And if you've followed along in this video, if you've believed and understood what the Bible says, and if you put your trust in Christ alone as your personal Savior, then congratulations, you're saved, you're on your way to heaven. You don't need to worry about it anymore. And that's something to rejoice about. I mean, I was really glad when I got saved. You should be too. Our sins are forgiven. The Bible says that he removes our transgressions as far as the east is from the west. So thank you, buddy, for watching, and goodbye. God bless you.